We're going to begin our press conferences, please, if we could have your attention in the Infield Media Center. We're now joined by the world-renowned United States Air Force Demonstration Squadron. Returning for a ninth year to perform the flyover for today's historic 60th Daytona 500. The Thunderbirds flyover will feature six F-16 Fighting Falcons, the Air Force's premier multi-role fighter aircraft. To introduce the team, I'd like to turn it over to number one, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Walsh.
Hey, all. Yeah, it's great to be back here for a ninth year for the team. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Walsh, number one. To my right, we got the number two there, Captain Will Grafe. Number three is Major Nate Hoffman. Number four is Major Stephen Del Bagno. Number five is Major Whit Collins. And then we got Captain Matt Kimmel is number six there on the end.
Boss, if you could tell us a little bit about what the fans can expect from today's flyover when you guys come across for the national anthem at the end.
Yeah, they can expect an awesome flyby that should be timed perfectly right at the A in Brave. It's important for us to participate in this event. You know, like I said, we've come back here repeatedly for 9 years now, and they call it the Great American Race because not just because of the people that put it on, but because of the folks that fill the stands out there. So can't think of a better way to kick it off than by a flyby from the United States Air Force Thunderbirds.
Boss, or for any of the people here on stage, what does it mean for the Thunderbirds to be here at Daytona to do the flyover? You guys come in early. You integrate yourself in the community, visiting the schools, the hospitals, and also with the NASCAR drivers, taking them up in the air and showing them what you guys are doing. Just talk about what that means to the Thunderbirds.
For me personally, this is my second year out here. This will be my last Daytona 500 experience as a Thunderbird. And I'll tell you, what it means for me is just an incredible opportunity to spend some time with Americans and some people that are passionate about racing, motorsports, as well as the opportunity for us as a team to showcase what the Air Force is all about. So this is our first event on the road, and this is a chance for us to really kind of gel together and take what we've experienced through training season up until this point to the next level.
Excellent. We have some wireless microphones in the crowd. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll bring one to you. We'll start off with Stan right over here and then come up front with Greg. Stan?
Yes, Stan Creekmore with CompetitionPlus.com. This is for each and every one of you. What is it that attracted you to become a pilot?
Well, Stan, I watched the movie Top Gun when I was a kid, and I thought it was really cool, and I figured I'd just go for it. Now, to be honest, I think I was an oddball in the family. My parents actually went to the original Woodstock together, so I told them what I wanted to do, and I think they thought I was crazy. But God bless them, they supported me in my endeavors. And I've been in the military a long time, so what got me interested was just the allure of flying fighters. I thought it was really cool as a young kid, and the Top Gun story is relatively true there. But I stayed because of the people that I got to work with. So the Thunderbirds, highly functioning team. You're working with all A-gamers, and happy to come to work every day.
Yes, sir. It's a little different for me. I'm a bit of a late bloomer, but the passion really developed in college when some officers, not unlike us, came out to my school, University of Florida, just down the road, and told me about what they did, and I just kind of fell in love with that, and here I sit now.
Yeah, for me, I was growing up. My dad worked for an aerospace engineering company that built parts for the F-16. In fact, Desert Storm was going on, and I got to see that on the newsreel, and just watching our fighters do good work and take care of the enemy is something that I just want to be a part of.
So for me, like the boss, I grew up watching Top Gun, so it was awesome. It's kind of like Days of Thunder and, you know, NASCAR. But no, my parents, when I was a little kid, used to take me out to the airport and watch the airplanes taking off on Friday nights and my grandparents to air shows, and I fell in love with aviation.
Yeah, I'm a third-generation Air Force, so my grandfather was a pilot in World War II. My father was a maintenance officer. So I grew up living on Air Force bases around the world and seeing the fighter jets, and it's something that I always wanted to do. So we kind of consider it our family business. And now that I'm part of the Air Force, it's great because we are one big family. And that's, again, why people stay in the Air Force. It's because of the camaraderie, and we take care of each other. And it's just a great to be a part of a common mission like that. So.
Yeah, and for me, it was I always had a passion in aviation, and I didn't realize that I could fly for the military. And when September 11th happened, I was in high school. I knew, hey, this is something that I want to do to serve, and then it just drove me from there. And you look at the fighters flying around, you don't really think you can do it, and then you just ask a couple questions, and the Air Force says, yep, come on out and join us, and you're part of a team, and I haven't looked back since. It's been a real great honor, so happy to be here.
Greg?
Hey, guys. Greg Engel, Auto Week. Two questions. From the lead, I'd like to know if the F-16 were a car, it would be blank. And from the rest of you, I'd like to know what kind of cars you drive, POVs, because fighter guys are kind of known for not driving minivans.
I feel like my answer is going to be pretty disappointing then to the whole car thing. I drive a Tacoma, so. But I would say probably a Ferrari. I mean, the jet is small, maneuverable, fast. You basically put it on. You don't necessarily sit in it. And it's a great multi-role fighter that has served the country and other countries very well for a number of years.
Yes, sir. I drive a Volvo XC60, so got two kids at home. Got to tote them around somehow, so. I get my fix in the air, and then it's back to being a father on the ground.
Very similar. I don't have a very exciting vehicle either. It's a 2006 Colorado. Can haul small amounts of equipment and a couple of kids at home.
So I've got a Toyota Tundra and then a Ducati.
My wife drives the nice car in our family, so I too have a Volvo, but it has a 5-star safety rating according to the National Highway. So it's a very safe car to get me from point A to point B.
Yeah, I drive a Maserati, which is also a Toyota Tacoma for T4.
Excellent. Any other questions? Okay, we're going to do a post shot here in front of the Harley J. Earl Perpetual Trophy, and we've got a special guest that's going to come up here and take a picture with you all, but let's get that photo of just a group first. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing the flyover today.
Thank you.